So the world is always on. There's no off button. We confuse rest with laziness.
Yeah.
Right? There's a beautiful quote, and I'm just going to paraphrase it because I don't have it in front of me, but it's about music. And you know how, I don't know if you can read music, but when we read music, there are certain little squiggles on the music notation that are rests. And the quote is that without rests, music would just be a bunch of loud noise. Welcome to the We Are the Village Parenting Podcast.
Hi, my name is Serena, mother to two little ones.
And hi, I'm Lisa, also known as the singing Amma. Amma means grandmother in Icelandic. I am a mama and an Amma.
In this podcast, I am learning to practice gentle, attachment-focused parenting. Amma Lisa is here to teach us why it's vital to our children's development and well-being.
And I come to the village with a background in early childhood education. I have been coaching and supporting parents along their parenting journeys for over 35 years. Together, we explore some easy to implement skills you can add to your parenting tool belt to help you create a happy, thriving family.
We invite you to grab your latte
or your tea
and come sit around the proverbial ancient fire with us each week.
When we come together to have a conversation where we'll be keeping it real, keeping it raw, right here with you in the wonderful world of all things parenting.
Hey, Amma.
Hey, Mama Serena.
So, it's been a very busy summer. And although it's been really fun, it's starting to take a toll on me. It just feels like one thing after another, and kind of like we have to take advantage of the summer. So my grandparents came to visit. Then we went to Texas to visit my grandma, my other grandma. Then we came back and we had a family reunion. Then we came back from that family reunion and we went camping. And it's been such a good time. I'm having so much fun, but I just feel busy at the same time. And like, I can't really just sit in the moment because I'm waiting and mentally preparing myself for the next thing that we have to do. Mm-hmm. And it's exhausting.
And that is key. I think what you just said, you're kind of waiting for that next thing and you can't just be in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what exhausts us, is that we're not present and just being right here, right now. Yeah. That's the exhausting piece right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's summer. Yes, they're all great, fun things to be doing. I mean, in my life, I make a point of going to the ocean every evening if I possibly can, because my favorite way to exercise is in the water. And I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. And I make myself do it anyway, because I know I've only got, you know, 8 or 10 weeks of the year that I can do that where I live, where the water is warm enough to get in and exercise in. And there's just always so much going on in the summer. Yes, it's busy. But if we may, I would like to delve into a topic that is near and dear to my heart. And that is how we have become a culture that has glorified busyness.
Yeah.
There are quotes out there that say, stop the glorification of busy. In fact, I'm making a calendar for families, and one of the months is going to be stop the glorification of busy. When I was reading recently about this busyness, I just about burst into tears when I read that 75% of parents feel like they're too busy to read bedtime stories to their children. To me, bedtime stories are a sacred part of childhood. And I don't know, did you grow up with bedtime stories, Serena?
No, we would have to read, but not necessarily.
No, it's not have to read. As a tiny baby, it's you as a toddler, it's you as a preschooler, it's you as a school-aged child being read to.
Yeah, I remember story time. I remember story time usually typically being in school, and I did enjoy the teacher reading, and honestly, it was the whole experience, even with the teacher, because I used to love the way they would hold the book facing us.
Yeah.
And the way they just said the words. Some teachers had a different voice when they would read. And
yes.
I remember analyzing all of that more than probably the story, but just the time during story time and what that was like.
There's so much that's important about reading to our children. And we will have a guest on here very soon to talk to us about the importance of reading to our children. So you, as a mama who was as a child, did not get read to regularly. I did. And I have read to my children, my grandchildren, and all the children in my care. But for you, as a person who did not get read to as a child, you don't have that as a memory of like those goodnight stories at the end of the day. They were like precious, precious times. And they're so bonding, and there's so many things, so many pluses about reading to our children. For one thing, it lowers cholesterol levels. And when we're trying to get our children to go to sleep at night, we want to lower their cholesterol levels. It's time to calm the body. The cholesterol is the awake and alert hormone that our bodies make, right? So
cortisol.
That's awesome. Actually, cholesterol probably lowers too when our cortisol is lowered. That's awesome. Thanks for the catch. But yeah, so we will have a whole episode about reading to our children and reading bedtime stories. But for now, let's talk about this addiction to busyness. You know, when you ask people, hey, how are you? There was a time until fairly recently, I don't know when, people would say, fine. Now, what do people say? Oh, busy. Oh, it's been busy. Oh, yeah, busy, busy. Oh, man, I've just had so much on the go. Oh, yeah, life is busy, right? Can you relate to that?
Yes, yes, 100%.
I read that in an article recently, and I just about cried again. I don't know, I'm crying these days. But, like, busy has become the new fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine. I'm busy. That is a sad state of affairs, human beings. Come on. I love the quote, are you a human doing or a human being? Right. Are you a human doing or a human being? We have become a society that is all about doing and succeeding. And what is success, everybody? Like, is it successful if you're making X number of dollars, or if your child knows how to do X number of things by the time they're X number of years old? Like, is that success? Or is the fact that your child feels loved and safe and cared for and knows you're there for them anytime that they need you, is that success?
Yes.
We have become addicted to busy.
Mm-hmm.
All of our technology, as much as we love it, as much as we rely on it, we are addicted to it. And our phones and our tablets and our computers are total, constant, always on distractions. The World Wide Web, the wonderful internet that we can ask the room to tell us an answer to some question in some homes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It's always on. You can ask any time of the day or night, any question that you have. You can look up the answer to anything, any time of the day or night. The world is always on. There's no off button. There's no off switch. When I was a little girl, most of the stores, if not all the stores, were closed on Sundays. We weren't still a really religious society, but that came from, you know, Sunday is the day of rest, from the days when church was a big part of society. At some point, I think it was during my young adult life, stores started to be open 7 days a week. You can now go grocery shopping any day of the week. And in some places, not where I live, because it's rural, but in many places, you can shop up until midnight. In some places, you can shop all night long. Certainly online, you can shop all night long.
Oh, yeah.
So the world is always on. There's no off button. We confuse rest with laziness.
Yeah.
Right. There's a beautiful quote, and I'm just going to paraphrase it because I don't have it in front of me, but it's about music. And you know how, I don't know if you can read music, but when we read music, there are certain little squiggles on the music notation that are rests. And the quote is that without rests, music would just be a bunch of loud noise.
Wow.
Rests are what make music, and they are what make music beautiful. Rests are what make life beautiful. Right?
Yes, that's a great
Can
one.
I get a heck yes?
Heck yes.
So how do we get there? First of all, we need to recognize that being busy is a choice. Now, I can hear some of you out there with a lot of resistance about that. You know, you might have to work full time. You might be a solo parent and have to work full time. You might have to work two jobs or three jobs, or both parents have to work, or, you know, there's so much that keeps us busy. And what are you doing in the times when you're not working? When you're not feeding your child, you know, doing your laundry, whatever, what are you actually choosing to do in those times? Are you playing into your addiction with your distractive devices? Because sometimes that feels restful for us, but is it actually giving us the rest we need? Is it actually calming our minds and our bodies? So scheduling some rest and some time off is vitally important. For families, it's recommended to have a day of each week that has free time, a lot of free time in it. And for each day during the week to have some free time every day. Free time means you get to choose what you're going to do. You're going to go outside for a walk. Are you going to read some stories? You know, not the have to's. Now I have to do this. Now I have to do that. And for those of you who are busy full-time parents, I get that it's hard to fit in things that don't feel constructive, because there's a million piles of laundry to do in a month's time. There's, you know, mountains of dishes to do, whether or not you have a dishwasher. You know, they still have to be loaded and unloaded and put away. There's just so much all the time. And without rest, your life is just a cacophony of sound, just a bunch of noise. So resting, actually taking time away from our screens, out in nature if possible, reading a book if possible, it can deplete our stress levels, like lower our stress levels. It deepens our relationships, because when I take those times, I often think, oh, actually, I feel like phoning so-and-so and having a voice-to-voice conversation, not a text conversation. And that is helpful for our human beingness. Having rests and time off can refresh our outlook on life. Even if it's a 15-minute walk, when hubby comes home from work and you feel depleted, say, hey, babe, I got to go for 15 minutes and I'll be back and we can have our evening together. It refreshes your outlook. And interestingly, resting and having time off increases our productivity.
Mm-hmm.
We think we have to be on the go all the time to get stuff done, to get it all done. Mm-mm. Nope.
It's about being more intentional with your time and not just always doing. And yes. Some people think that they're getting more done when they're multitasking, but you're really not, because you're not focusing on one task.
Yes.
If you think you're doing something with your kids, and no, you need to schedule time with your kids, and you need to schedule folding your laundry and your time with your kids. You need to be intentional with that time and be present and not busy. Yeah. Like I am thinking about the next thing that needs to get done. No, right now I'm with my kid and that's all I need to do. And
yeah. And you can fold the laundry with your kids and make a game out of it, as my Emma would always say.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how towels get folded. Like, choose easy things and give them one. And if they're a 2-year-old, they might fold the same towel 10 times and that's fine.
Yep.
While you fold the rest of the laundry. Right. Yeah,
exactly.
I love that though. Thank you. It's like really, and when you take the time off be with your kids. We do have another episode, and we'll put it in the show notes, about kid dates. One child with one parent, special times together. And those are really great for those time off, intentional times too. But I wanted to just touch on also kids who are in scheduled activities. We're seeing million times more of that than when I was a kid. Granted, that's, you know, a few decades ago, but even when my daughter was a child, it was starting then. That's 30 years ago. But nowadays, children, you know, once they're in school and they've got all these after school activities, or when they're in daycare and they've got all these after and around daycare activities that are scheduled, paid for, you know, group sports and gymnastics and whatever. Children need, they require for their optimum development, free time. Time for their imaginations to develop. Time for their creativity to click in. So I wanted to point out some ways that you might notice if your children are actually overscheduled, because there are symptoms of it, overscheduling. Your child might feel or seem or complain about being often or always tired. Your child might be grumpy. They might cry easily, have a low ability to emotionally regulate themselves. And these are, you know, once they've learned emotional regulation, which is not when they're toddlers, but anyway, more easily upset. Some children experience recurring headaches or tummy aches. Some have trouble sleeping. Some are prone to accidents. These are all possible signs that your child is overscheduled. I'm going to say, if you've got preschoolers who are in daycare because you need the childcare so that you can work, they don't need any other scheduled activities. They need free time to play. If a child, and these would be older children, preschoolers maybe, but certainly school-age children, and all they want to do is stay home and do nothing, they request that, that's a sign that they're overscheduled, possibly. They could also be introverts, but, you know, you'll know your child. And also for you, if you're tired and easily agitated, that's a sign that there's overscheduling going on in your life. If you see your kids in your car more than anywhere else, that's a definite clear sign that your lives are overscheduled. So, you know, we just encourage you to know that your child will learn so much from, quote, just being able to play with whatever they feel like playing with, indoors, outdoors. They don't need scheduled activities to grow and flourish. That's a fallacy in very recent history that has developed with time. People want to push their children towards the best universities when they're 3 years old. And honey, that ain't going to help. It's just not helpful. In fact, it can have the opposite effect.
Mm-hmm. And it saves you the stress of feeling like you need to constantly schedule something for your kid. Knowing that it's good for them to have free time is freeing for us as parents.
Yeah,
it's okay that they're playing in their playroom and we don't have anything set. They're just going to play free play.
It's more than okay. It's actually vital for their development. It's so important. Free play. We could do a whole podcast on that topic right there. Does that help, Serena, with your feeling exhausted by the busyness of summer?
It does. It's relieving, and it relieves me of any guilt that I have if I don't have my daughter doing playtime, then color time, then go do a sport, and then what she wants to do, she's going to do. And she's still going to learn.
Yes. Oh, they're learning every single second of every single day. Mm-hmm. Trust that. Anytime we can alleviate parent guilt, we are so happy.
Yes.
I'm glad that you feel that already. And for those of you listening, I really, really hope that helped you to stop the glorification of busy in your lives with your sweet young things.
Thank you, Emma.
You're so welcome. I love that conversation.
Me too.
All right. See you soon. Love you, everybody.
So thanks for tuning into this week's episode. Here are my three takeaways. Number one is we need to recognize that being busy is a choice. And we might feel like we have no choice, actually. But if we're more intentional with our time and you take the time to plan and schedule, and it's hard, but it does make it easier in the long run. Which leads us to number two, which is rest. Take time away from screens. Go for a walk. Forget your phones at home. It will help deepen your relationships. It will refresh your outlook on life. Spending time with your family and just taking rest days is very vital to your health. And I hope you take it seriously because it really is important. And then number three, we need to realize that children need free time to play. We don't need to feel the pressure of scheduling them and getting them to try everything to figure out what their passion is. Take it easy. They can figure out their passion by free play. And this relieves a lot of mom guilt for me. So I like this one. But don't feel guilty for not putting them in too many scheduled activities, especially depending if they're younger. So just know that they're learning what they need to learn by just playing. And this means playing, not just TV. So thank you. I hope this makes you put a little pause and stop and smell the flowers and just enjoy your time with your kids, because it goes by so fast. And that's something I always have to remind myself. So just wanted to remind you, and thank you for joining us this week.
Thanks for being here with us in our virtual village. Hit subscribe so you're notified about our newest episodes each week.
And hey, did you get something from today's episode? I know I sure did. Be kind, hit that share button, and send it to your mama friends so they can benefit from it too.
Also, by leaving us a review, you'll be helping more parents out there to find answers to the questions that might be keeping them up at night.
We'd love you to follow us on Instagram and our Facebook page at The Village Parenting Pod.
And we'd love you to direct message us. Let us know your questions that we could address in future episodes and how we can serve you better.
This podcast is sponsored by the Singing Umma's private parent coaching and workshop offerings. We also now have a buy me a coffee option for a fun way that you could support this podcast. Link is in the show notes.